Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace.
Today we continue talking about our heavenly inheritance because that's what Peter is talking about in the section that lies before us. And it is my observation that most of God's people don't give a lot of thought to heaven, or to what Peter calls here an inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. He's not talking about heaven itself so much as our inheritance in heaven. And though they're very closely tied together, and there's certainly some overlapping in those two concepts, we do need to be clear about what Peter is talking about, namely, what I, as a believer in Jesus Christ, will inherit when I get to heaven. The inheritance that is reserved in heaven for me, which, of course, includes my experience of being in heaven. But it has some individualized aspects to it, though, in fact, what Peter is saying here applies to all of God's children. So it is a shared inheritance of which each of us have a part, and that's why, for example, we are called co-heirs with Christ or co-inheritors with Christ. We inherit along with Him. This is so incredible. We inherit along with Him what He possesses in heaven, at least those parts of His heavenly possession that apply to His humanity, His glorified humanity. There are many things that we won't share with Christ. We can't share His deity because there's only one God and we're not. He is. But the things that pertain to His humanity that were given to Him upon His return to heaven, we're going to share in that. It's true, there are a lot of things about heaven that we really don't know. We're not told a great many details in the Bible. And so many of the things that people talk about when they talk about heaven are either wrong, they're false concepts that have grown up about it that are really not true, or they are embellishments that we can't really tell whether they are true or false. And one reason why that's so is because there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of objective information given to us about heaven in the Bible. But there's more than many people realize. We just need to dig it out. And that's what we're doing right now in our study in 1 Peter. So thank you for joining me on this Wednesday, January 9. And of course, we're grateful for those whose financial gifts keep us teaching God's Word on this station. Well, Peter praises God, as you recall, for salvation. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to His abundant mercy, has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. And as we saw in the broadcast yesterday, there are some things about this heavenly inheritance which are similar to an earthly inheritance. It is a legacy. It is an estate, just like we have here upon earth. But And exists now. You can't, on Earth, you can't bequeath something that does not presently exist. And this inheritance already exists. It's there. It's reserved in heaven for you who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. But the things that are different far outnumber the things that are the same. The things that distinguish our heavenly inheritance from an earthly inheritance are the more important things. And what are they? Well, there's four contrasts. There are four contrasts, and the first three of the four are given to us by what we might call unadjectives to an inheritance incorruptible, or we could say uncorruptible, and undefiled, and that does not fade away, unfadable, we could call that, reserved in heaven for you. So, unlike any earthly inheritance, our heavenly inheritance is, number one, incorruptible. That means imperishable. It is not capable of decay. You don't have any earthly inheritance like that. Earthly inheritances made up of material things and temporal things are all subject to decay and destruction and getting gone in one way or another. That's why Jesus said, "Don't lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal." He's talking about the corruptible nature of earthly things. There is nothing on earth that is completely secure. And sometimes we go to a great deal of trouble to try to make things secure, but we really can only do that up to a certain point. And we realize that. We're grateful for the amount of security that we can muster, but we always realize that there are ways around that. Several years ago, 3 or 4 years ago now, our house was broken into. We knew others that had this happen. Some people in our church, some people that lived on our road, but it never happened to us, and we didn't think it was going to because, well, I won't go into all the becauses, but we didn't think it was going to. We felt like the Lord had protected us wonderfully, and we had a big German Shepherd dog who stayed outside, but one day he ended up in the garage. Whoever left last, either my wife or me, didn't make sure that the German Shepherd was out of the garage. And so there was the Shepherd shut in the garage, and somebody evidently had been watching our house and looking for an opportunity. And sure enough, they broke in. Makes you feel very vulnerable, very insecure when your house has been broken into like that, particularly when they came through a place that we thought was pretty secure. But they just bashed it in. They did a lot of destruction. They broke it down, did a lot of damage, and took a few things, not as much as they'd hoped. They didn't find as many things as they were hoping to find, I'm sure, but took a few things and got out of there, and the police came, and it was kind of like CSI on television, crime scene investigation. We were rather impressed with the dusting for fingerprints and all the things they did in investigating this, but it didn't do any good as far as we know. They never caught anybody. But the result of that was that we decided to install a security system. I don't think my wife would have felt secure if we hadn't done that. So we have made our home more secure than it was before. We also replaced the door that they broke into with a much stronger door that has several features to it that will make it harder to break into than the other one, but as we all know, not impossible. There's nothing that is secure. For all of this, our house could be broken into again. It'll be harder next time, and people aren't as likely to, and they're more subject to being caught if the alarm system works the way it's supposed to, and it's worked a number of times when it wasn't supposed to, when cats set off the motion detector in the basement and so forth and so on. It works pretty well, and we've had the police out several times checking on things because the alarm went off when it wasn't a break-in at all, but it does help to make us feel secure. But there's no guarantees, are there? If somebody was determined enough, they could figure out a way to break into our house again. The people who broke in before, they might say, don't bother, there's not enough in there worth stealing. They didn't find any, well, I won't go into what they didn't find. But they didn't take a whole lot, because there wasn't a whole lot to take. We don't keep cash around the house. We just don't. I don't have much cash that I carry anyway. I just tend not to carry cash. And I tend not to keep cash around the house either. And we don't have a lot of expensive jewelry, very little. What little we had, they took. It's gone now. So next guy that comes along won't find any, because we're just not going to spend money on that kind of stuff, and so forth and so on. But nothing is secure in this world. Nothing. Nothing. You can put it in the bank, but there's no guarantee. You can put it in the stock market, but there's no guarantee. You can buy land, but it can be taken away. It can be stolen, or it can be confiscated. It can be taken over by the government. All kinds of things that can happen to it. There's nothing that's secure, because earthly things are corruptible, they're perishable, they're susceptible to destruction, they're susceptible to stealing. They are corruptible in various forms, but this heavenly inheritance, we are told, is incorruptible, imperishable, not subject to death, not subject to decay, not subject to destruction, not subject to being stolen. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not corrupt, no decay, where thieves don't break through and steal. There is no stealing in heaven. Your heavenly inheritance contains no intrinsic seeds of death or decay, like things upon earth do. Everything on earth is gradually corrupting. It's gradually turning to dust. Now, some things more than others, more quickly than others. But the seeds of destruction, the seeds of death and decay, already reside in everything upon the earth. It is all going back to the dust from which it was made, and it's all headed for destruction. And if it doesn't get destroyed before you do, you're going to suffer death and leave it all behind. So one way or another, earthly inheritances, as wonderful as they can be, as helpful as they can be, as encouraging as they can be, really aren't as big a deal as people make out of them. We've both seen people to gain a big earthly inheritance, and it changed their lives for the worse, not for the better. Didn't make them happy, and it didn't really produce much, except just allowed them to live undisciplined lives that turned out to be worse for them and for their happiness and for their welfare. And a lot of people obtain an inheritance, and by the time they get it, it's almost too late for them to enjoy it. They are soon gone and handed on to somebody else. But you have an inheritance in heaven that is not like that, and your possession of it is not like that either. It is reserved in heaven for you without any possibility of failing to receive it or failing to maintain it forever. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.